guys, welcome to Double the T Podcast. I'm your host, Megan.
And I'm Sarah Ann, and we are
the Umby Twins. Okay, so before we hop into our really funny topic that we're going to have today, how was your week?
Yeah, it was good. First of all, thank you guys for listening. Like, I know we talk about that
we
all the time,
love but you
we
guys.
Really do appreciate so much every single listen. It does not go unappreciated, so we just definitely want you guys to know that we value you guys so much. So,
if you're listening, like, send us something, send us a message. We just want to hear from you guys.
Yeah. So, maybe we can just talk about a couple highlights from the week.
Yeah.
Well, something like really special. It literally, honestly, might bring me to tears because it was so sweet. But so without saying too much, because I don't want to say a whole lot, but basically I was meeting up with this guy about his gym. We were just kind of talking about his gym and stuff. And he was talking with me about his facility and kind of what they did there and all the things, whatever. And he was talking about, like, he mentioned the Lord several times in it. And not that, or he was talking about how, like, the gym, he wants to use it as, like, a mission field, and which is all really great. But I do feel like people say that a lot. And so, unfortunately, it just makes you kind of weary of, like, okay, is it legit? Like, and I don't know this person. So, is this just a facade or whatever? So he, like, talked about the Lord several times in it, and just, like, talking about what the Lord's done, and, like, blah, 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 okay? All good. But then at the end, like, after we're done, he's like, yeah, so do you have any questions for me? And I was like, yeah. I was like, tell me, like, can I ask you what you're reading right now? And he's like, what I'm reading? And I was like, yeah, in the Bible, what are you reading right now? And this man... like, literally, because he's sitting on some plates, he literally jumps for joy to talk about the Lord. Like, literal excitement was overflowing from this man to talk about what he was reading in Scripture. And he was talking about how he was reading in Psalms and how the Lord was kind of working with him on patience with certain things that are going on or whatever, and how he's reading about patience in Psalms, and how he was, I mean, it was just so refreshing to hear a man talk about the Lord and literally be so excited like a kid on Christmas Day. It was so pure. And so anyways, he was at the end of it, he was like, well, you know, that was a great question. And I was like, you know, me and my husband talk about, like, all the time about how you can really tell kind of where somebody's at by, if you bring up Jesus, like, are they eager to talk about him? Or is it kind of like, yeah, you know, the Lord's good and they just want to move on? Like, you can really just kind of tell where somebody's at. And it was so refreshing to me and I told him, I was like, and you literally leaped up for joy to talk about the Lord. And it just, like, as I was driving home, I, like, called Dustin. I was just, like, crying because I'm like, it was just so pure. And I was like, I want to be somebody who literally leaps for joy to talk about the Lord, or, like, looks for opportunities to bring him up. And I do, like, I feel like Dustin's so good about doing that. Like, genuinely, that's all Dustin wants to talk about. And I love the Lord. And I'm like, I need to be more, because that's really the conversation that matters.
Yeah.
That's really the only conversation that matters.
That's true.
You know? And I want to be somebody who's like, that girl, she is looking, like, it's going to get on your nerves. She is, like, looking for every opportunity to talk about the Lord. So, I don't know. It was very pure. And it literally just brought so much joy to me.
That's sweet.
To see, like, pure joy. Which, I said this to somebody this week, where I was like, the truth is that, and I have to remind myself of this too. It's like that true joy comes from the Lord. It does not come from our circumstances. It doesn't come from our job. It doesn't come from our spouse or our boyfriend or girlfriend or whatever. True joy comes from the Lord. And that was just an example to me. I don't know. It was so sweet. It just made my heart really happy.
That's a tell me something good. This is not a tell me something good episode.
It's a highlight for my week. But it was
really great.
Such a highlight that
it's really sweet.
I couldn't wait. It was very sweet.
Oh, I'm so glad. Okay. Well,
yeah,
I need to meet him.
Yeah.
Oh, well, yes. I mean, a sad story, but then also like a good thing that kind of good come from it. So my neighbor, a couple weeks ago, it was middle of the day, and I was sitting at my house. It was like 2:30 or whatever. And, a storm came through and this lightning strike happened. And, like, right when it happened, I thought, like, it my security system, something went off. I think it was our security system. I've never heard it do this, but it like went off really loud. But like nothing else electrical happened. And I was like, oh my gosh, it was so loud. Like that crack of lightning was so loud. I've never like heard one that loud before. And so I was like, oh my gosh, that just hit our house. Like, I feel like that just hit our house. And so I went outside really quick and like looked at the house. There was nothing. And it starts to like downpour rain. And so I texted my husband. I was like, hey, I think lightning just struck our house. And so he like calls me. He's like, well, like you need to go look around or whatever. So I like go to like look out the shades. And the first time I went out, I had seen one of my other neighbors was also on his front porch. Like, I think we all thought we felt it. It was that close, right? And so I like look through my shades when I'm on the phone with my husband and I see my across the street neighbor on my porch. And I was like, what's happening? So I like run at my door and I open the door and she's like, here's my kids. The house is on fire. And so like she had her sweet little babies and she gave them to me and I like put them inside. And like the little boy, he's just in a diaper and he's soaking wet. And like the girl, she's in her like not her onesie that she sleeps in or whatever and her sleep sack. And so I kind of get them settled or whatever. And then I like look out there and like she's on the phone and she's like frantic, but she's calling somebody. She's like obviously on the phone with or whoever, like the ambulance, I don't know, or 911. And so yeah, her house is on fire. So her house literally caught on fire from a lightning strike. Also, I'm like, I thought our house was like grounded or something. Like, is this not something that we're protected from?
That's literally, it was like a fear unlocked for me because I'm like, wait.
Yeah, I was like, I also now have to be afraid of these storms.
Well, I'm like, you know how you always hear like you can't in your car or you can't because there's like rubber. I'm like, is there not? Do they not put rubber?
I know.
On the
I'm
roof?
Like, wait, why have we not put rubber on the roof? If that
just throw some tires on the roof.
Yeah, literally.
I was a new fear unlocked after that.
Oh yeah. Well, and then apparently the fireman told her like, yeah, these houses really need like lightning rods or whatever on them. And I was just like, okay. So then of course I Amazon cart like
I'm like, who has I'm a literally rod like on their house?
Yeah, dude. Apparently, I mean,
y'all are kind of high. Like y'all are kind of on a hill though.
Yeah, but we're like in a. Like,
you're
it's like
high, you're pretty elevated,
but we're in the ridge. It's like this is all elevated, but then we're kind of in that ridge. I don't know,
dude.
So, anyways, long story short, like, basically, because of a bad situation that was not her fault, because she's a single mom of two, her house was not fully insured. So, just the structure was insured, but not the contents of her house. So, literally, she lost everything, okay, in this fire. And honestly, it was really a God thing that she even got the kids out in time. That's what the fireman said. Like if she hadn't have acted immediately, because they were upstairs and the strike had happened like literally 8 feet away from her son's head. So it was just like really traumatizing, but thank God she like got the kids out. And, anyways, she learned the fact that her contents of her house were not, insured. And so she lost everything. So obviously really, really tragic. Feel free to reach out to me. Like I'm collecting gift cards and stuff like that for her. But, if you're interested in that, but, she, just through that, like some like good, just seeing God through this situation is like a company here in town. And she's not from here. She's been here long enough. Like she went to college here. So she's been here for a few years. And so she definitely has friends in like a community, but, like Cleveland is just a really awesome town, and that like if something happens, they just kind of rally around people. And so a company here in town, a business here in town, donated all the furniture for her house. Just was like, hey, go to like this furniture store and just pick out whatever you want for your house. Like, are you kidding me? And so she got all the furniture, somebody else donated all the mattresses, like, and then she put up an Amazon wish list, and like people have just been grabbing that stuff like crazy and like sending gift cards, sending money on her Venmo and stuff like that. And so
love that.
Just like really awesome seeing, you know, just like a town rally around her. And like I just love her and her little two babies so much. So just seeing that is awesome. But still praying for her because this is going to be a long road. You know, it's just going to be a hard, you know, process as she's dealing with insurance and all of that. So if you guys could kind of send some prayers for her. Her name is Haley and her two babies. So, but yeah, I mean, you know, seeing God work in that situation, yeah, really you know, cool. Which yeah. is great. But
also, I'm terrified.
Yeah. Now, also, dude, we are all terrified.
I'm like on top of the roof, putting rubber everywhere, and just like
fingers crossed,
and like just like forks, like metal forks.
Yeah, so literally, like yeah, stacking forks on the roof. This is gonna work, right? No. So apparently, you like a lightning rod that I guess other people have in other towns. I don't know. They like they put it in the yard or whatever, or like there are different systems, but they have to like go to the ground so that it will hit that and then it'll shoot to the ground.
Yeah.
So anyways, yeah, no, our houses are not safe.
Cool.
Yeah. I thought I only had to be afraid of tornado storms, but now I'm like, oh, okay, cool, 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 cool. I have cool, to be in a, also, cool. also cool, just cool, thunderstorms cool. too. I'm right. really pumped about it. So, anyways, but, off of that topic now, let's switch over to what we're going to talk about today.
Yeah. So we, I mean, I can't think of a more just popular topic to talk about
than horror story first dates.
First date horror story. So we actually do have some stories from just randos. That
yeah, we just would, like Googled yeah, on the internet.
Which, because we are, this is just, everybody is aware for future episodes, like we will have a topic where we're like, okay, worst first dates. And then you guys can write in anonymously.
We would really love a lot of like audience involvement, but we're still yes, you know,
so
building
just
our audience.
So you guys know that is what we're looking for. We're trying to build an audience right now. So
right now we just use Reddit and Google to get our yeah. embarrassing stories. We also have obviously, or not embarrassing stories, but just like horror stories.
Yeah.
Our own horror stories, but we would share, we thought we'd share others first.
Yeah, let's share other people's
before
first.
Our traumatic experiences.
Because I feel like this is one experience, unless you are just, I mean, the chance that you've never been on a first date is probably slim, but everybody's had
a lot of people have had a bad
first date experience.
Yeah.
And if you haven't, then we hate you because
yeah, if you haven't, you obviously have not online dated.
Yeah.
What
it's,
are you
it's
doing?
A rite of passage to have
it is.
A bad
you have to have
date.
A bad first date. If you haven't had a bad first date first,
dump whoever you're with.
Yeah.
Go on a
get
random
your
date,
bad first date.
Get it. Yeah. Then you will appreciate every single date. Your worst first date with whoever you're with, that's amazing. It's going to be, you know, leaps and bounds beyond, you know.
Dear God. Dear God.
So
we found some funny ones.
Yeah, you have
okay.
them, right? Okay.
Yeah, I have them all.
Some of them are short and some of them are long. We'll just kind of, like,
go back
respond,
and forth.
Yeah, to what we think about them.
Okay, so you'll just have to pull up your text. Right?
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, so somebody that, like, I follow, like, this guy that is, like, has, like, a dating service. I don't know. Anyways, people like write in and
he's a pimp.
yeah.
He is a pimp daddy.
Yeah.
You're
so, no, he will like post anonymous things from like people that write in and then people can just write in like tips and stuff. So it'll be like store, like people asking advice about
him.
Certain topics.
When
I know. I'm like, hey, dude, send us your clients. Send
yeah,
us your,
for real. Send
your audience.
Stories. Yeah.
So anyways, I got these. He had like posted this. And so I got a lot of these from him. But okay. So he refused to stop doing magic tricks.
Honestly, that's a slay. I'm interested. A magician?
Yeah, okay, but...
I'm interested.
Okay, no, this is the thing. We're interested to be friends with him. I want to be friends with a guy that knows a lot of cool magic tricks.
Oh, 1,000,000%, I do.
Do you want to make out with a guy that is only doing magic tricks?
If he can magically make him into, like, Brad Pitt or something.
like, what magic trick would be too far for you? What would cross the, like, I'm attracted to you over to... You know what I'm saying? What
probably,
is the magic trick?
I think card tricks are, like, really cool. I'm like,
yeah,
I'm interested in
card cool.
tricks.
Yeah.
It's when you start doing, like, pulling a bunny out of a hat or something, where you're like, meh.
Yeah. Like,
that's really what you wanted to learn.
Yeah.
The magic trick is what you picked.
That, the bunny's been in there the whole time.
Yeah. I don't know.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. What is the point where it was
card tricks
much?
Are okay. Really?
Yeah. This is what we've learned. Card tricks are in,
that.
Guys. Beyond, yeah.
Anything
no.
beyond that.
No.
Don't do it.
Don't even do it. Okay.
But,
next one. Magic tricks.
Okay. Okay. This says, he sat on my lap and farted because he didn't want it to make a sound, then announced he forgot his wallet when the check came and ran out of the restaurant.
Honestly,
also
I have...
Also a slay.
I have way too many questions.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, at what point did he just sit on your lap?
Yeah, what?
Like,
what
brought him?
Happening?
What was he like? Oh gosh, oh this, I have to sit over here
and then
sit.
Farts?
What's weirder than? I mean, what is more weird? Like him farting or him trying to sit on your lap in the middle of a date in a restaurant?
It's like after you fart, you better spend the rest of the date trying to make up for it. But this
also
forgets his wallet.
Yeah, but also, do you?
You leave.
Do
you go,
claim it?
No. Oh, no. You go
no,
to the bathroom
you,
and you
just say no.
And
you
move states.
Say no. You disappear. You go into witness protection program.
I am done.
I honestly, I have a lot of questions. I need to know the buildup. Like,
yeah.
When, how did he get on your lap is what I need to know.
Yeah,
that's
story.
The most important
yeah,
question.
Yeah, for sure.
Here. But that's pretty bad.
Okay, magician or being farted on, which one?
Which one would I,
which
one would
you
most likely go on a second date with?
Magician
for sure.
Yeah, okay.
Okay,
your turn.
Okay, farts are not allowed, guys. Okay,
that is so funny.
Okay, so back to mine. Okay, here we go. Took me to an escape room and left me in there.
Dude, she's like, I can't now.
Dude,
murderer.
Is he murderer?
I don't know.
Is he trying to murder her? Or is he just not?
Or is he like, if she gets out, we'll go on a second date? He was actually trying to like test her. Bless her heart.
Honestly.
Did you make it out?
Yeah. Did you get out? Did you survive? She did. She wrote in.
She did.
Yeah, I feel like he probably just wasn't interested.
Yeah, he wasn't interested.
This is the thing, guys. If you get left in an escape room, he's not interested.
There's 95% chance that he's not interested.
He's not interested.
5% chance he's lost.
You guys are both in the cornfield. You can't find each other.
Have you seen that movie called Escape Room?
No, Sarian. Dude, I don't like scary movies.
It's good, though.
Sarian is a psychopath, and she likes scary movies.
I do.
You're a psycho.
Good. They're, like, in an escape room that's actually, like, legit. Yeah, it's really good. So, anyways.
So, don't watch that. Okay. No one watch that.
Okay. This one's kind of longer. Some of these are kind of longer. So.
That's fine.
Okay.
That's fine.
I went on a date with a guy that was 7 feet tall. I'm 5'4". And he kept talking about how small I am. I ordered a salad. A friend recommended it when I told them where we were going. And he flat out told the waiter no and said I wasn't going to eat a salad and didn't want to watch what I ate in front of him. I told the waiter I wanted the salad. He told me my nails were pretty and asked to see them and held out his hand. So I put my hands out and he grabbed them and wouldn't let go. So we just awkwardly held hands across a square table in a restaurant full of people while trying to make conversation. As he held my hands in his, he asked how I felt about him on a scale of 1 to 10. When we finished, I said goodbye in front of the restaurant and turned to walk away. He grabbed my belt loop and pulled me back and put me in what I can only describe as a headlock, where he whispered in my ear that he'd been wanting to kiss me since he saw me. When I told him it was too soon, he asked me how I felt about him now on a scale of 1 to 10. And then he asked me to hang out in his truck, and I told him I had to help my sister with something, and he said that was something girls say too prematurely in the date. He was correct.
You're right. Your instincts are right.
As I was driving home, he texted me again to ask how I felt about him on a scale of 1 to 10.
Oh my gosh. If you're bringing out scales of 1 to 10.
Yeah. Chances are you're a 1.
First of all, don't bring out scales.
I love Jesus in a headlock.
That's basically what I was in with my first kiss story.
Dude, also,
or not first kiss.
We just not whisper in somebody's ear that you want to kiss them?
Can we just not?
It's uncomfortable. Yeah.
Yeah. This is the thing. Just do it.
Yeah. Just do it.
But also make sure she's giving you
want to kiss you vibes.
Like, oh my gosh, guys, how have we all gotten so bad at learning body cues? Like, if somebody's interested in you or not. I don't feel like that's hard to recognize that. You know what I'm saying?
If I'm in a headlock, I'm not interested. So funny.
If I'm fighting for my life.
If I can't breathe.
Chances are you're a zero.
Yeah. You're one. So funny.
Dude. Oh my gosh. Okay. Headlock. Okay.
Love.
Escape room or headlock? No. Magic tricks, farts, or headlock.
I feel like the last one wasn't, like, terrible. I mean, it's, like, okay,
magic
he
trick.
Puts you in a headlock.
No, dude, he reaches over and tries to get your hands.
And you're like,
and holds your hands.
Yeah.
Magic trick. Magician. We're with a magician all the way.
Yeah.
We're team magician.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
He said his apartment was a little dirty. He had rats literally hanging out in the corners.
Oh, my gosh. No joke, actually. So, my ex, he, like...
Had rats in the corner?
Yeah.
No.
So he, yes, literally.
Wait, what?
Well, like, okay, so his house, he was a chicken farmer. So they, like, lived on a farm, right? And he, like, had, like, in the basement, basically, where he had his TV and all of that. I literally remember one time I was laying on the couch, and he was, like, in a chair. I was laying on the couch, and we were watching, like, a football game or something. And I'm not kidding you. A rat, literally, like this. And
no.
A rat. A literal rat. And I was, like... Oh, and I jumped up. I'm not kidding. It literally got to my ear and looked at me like this. I wrote in that story.
Yeah, I was going to say, this is you.
No, I'm kidding, but it's not.
Oh.
We were dating, so I couldn't dump him for it, but yeah, it was
my gosh.
Terrifying.
Okay, but also, imagine going on a first date with somebody,
that's
and then
disgusting.
They're like, hey, come back to my apartment, and they're like, oh, also, it's a little messy. Rats
in the corner.
What do you do? What if you're really...
Rats are magicians.
What if you're really attracted to him? Just imagine you're like really attracted to this guy, but then he has rats in the corner.
Like everything else is going really well.
Yeah, everything else is great, but he has rats in the corner.
I think I can deal with it.
I don't. I feel like that shows more. That's a deeper thing going on.
Yeah. But I did. Sarah
Ann is dating rat guy.
Unfortunately.
Whoever this person is, just Sarah Ann.
Yeah,
like,
we dated the same guy. Yeah. Okay. Oh, this is funny. I was somebody's weird date experience. We love an intuitive man.
Yeah, we love somebody that knows themselves and knows their not best performance.
Yeah. So he says or she says, we'll figure out. No, it was a boy. First date I ever went on in my life, a day before I turned 26. It's kind of long. That's a long time.
Starting off.
Yeah, not strong.
Not great.
Met this girl at Dairy Queen.
Again, that's going terribly. It's terribly.
Okay, met this girl at Dairy Queen for ice cream. I'm already a rather nervous person in general, which didn't help anything. I heard a lot of people talking in person and online about bad dates where guys dominate conversation and talk over the girls. Did some research. So okay. So I went to the near extreme end and didn't really talk much, mostly about herself and just listening. It was probably an 80-20 split with her talking for most of the date. Come to the end of the date, I don't know what to do. A kiss to end the date definitely did not seem warranted, and a hug doesn't seem right either.
Okay.
So instead, I settled for giving her a nice crisp handshake before walking out of the Dairy Queen doors. Unsurprisingly, I never heard from her again.
Oh yeah, this guy.
I'll go on a date with this.
Yeah,
guy.
Yeah, we will. Honestly, yeah. We'll go on a date with you, and we will share with you
also
how to have a good day.
Dairy Queen,
DQ Blizzards.
DQ Blizzards are blizzards.
Back in the Dizzy when we got the Blizzards.
Banging. I would get. Remember the new lattes after the going to the movie theaters. Remember we go to the movie theaters. We go to Dairy Queen.
We would go to Dairy Queen.
Oh, dude, those new lattes were banging.
Oh my gosh, a good blizzard back before I had dairy issues. Man.
Are we doing blizzards?
I could get down with a blizzard. Oh, yeah, we blizzarding later?
Down.
I hope this guy's there. No, okay, but honestly, this
was sweet.
Poor little.
I know.
I just envision this, like, really, like, this kid that, oh gosh, it actually makes me really sad. Yeah.
He's 26, and he's a magician.
He's the one that pulled out the magic trick.
No.
We love you. Okay. Yeah. He is a self-aware king.
Hey, we'll set you up. We know some ladies.
Okay, I mean, this one's short, but he tried to recruit me to a cult.
Amazing.
Also, what kind of cult? Tell me about it.
Yeah, actually, that could make for at least an entertaining story.
Yeah, I mean, this is the thing, is that at least one day you'll end up on Netflix on a documentary.
Yeah, for sure. You will be slayed, but you will be literally killed, but you'll be famous.
You'll be murdered, but you'll be on a documentary one day. Yeah. So
and we'll watch it.
Because, dude, I can get down with some cult documentaries.
Yes.
Yeah, I've actually seen all of them.
Not me, but...
And honestly, I'm not going to lie to you guys, one cult documentary that I watched... Did it leave me that night laying in bed with my Bible and saying the word Jesus out loud multiple times?
I'm so sorry. For who just called me a psychopath for watching a scary movie? And
I didn't know. I didn't know I was going into a really scary situation.
In a cult documentary?
No, because normally it's like, you know, they recruit. It's not like scary, but this one was like this woman, like, anyways.
It
was, yeah. It was bad. So anyways, do not get me in the cult. Actually, maybe. Like, let's just see what you're about.
I'm just interested. Yeah, I just want to know what the
cult's about. Yeah, because, I mean, like, are we a cult where we learn cool jump roping tricks? Sign me up.
Yeah.
Let's do this. Yeah. Let's do a double touch team. But, you know, I just need to know.
Yeah, what is it about?
We need more deets.
Okay. First of all, this person's screen name is Billy Jack Lives. Just not throw that out there.
We're glad you're alive.
Had a mad crush on a girl in college. She asked me to pick her up at home. Still lived with parents. She was just 19. And I got there. She was still getting ready. So I sat across from her mom, who at some point inexplicitly brought up how overflowing toilets were her biggest phobia. Naturally, I just inexplicitly and suddenly had to poop. So I used the powder room toilet maybe 10 feet from where they were sitting. And yeah, of course, the toilet overflowed. I'm trying to stop logs from flowing onto the floor and the water from seeping under the door because I'm certain she'll start screaming. I ended up finding towels, sopping it all up, and then stowing the towels under the sink. The whole date, I'm thinking, this will never work out because at some point her mom is going to find those towels. But I never heard anything about it, and we dated for 2 years. She and her mom made me miserable in all kinds of ways, so there's that. That is hilarious.
Okay, what do you do when you open a cabinet and you see...
Dude,
You know what? I feel like I would know immediately what happened.
I would probably wonder if I forgot that I did something, or you're like, did you? No.
I feel like that you would immediately know. Oh, there's these wet towels with poop in it.
Well, how long did it take them to discover the wet towels?
Yeah, that's true. Was it 2 years later?
Yeah, was it 2 years later? Because then it's like, this could have been anybody.
Also, our older sister, this happened to her.
Yeah, it did.
She did overflow a toilet in her. Have I ever overflowed a toilet? I'm sure. Actually, yeah, whenever I overflow a toilet at the house, Josh has to plunge it. So it's true love.
So it's not like you're.
No, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
That's pretty bad.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. It's pretty brutal. I honestly probably would.
Have you ever pooped? Like, have you ever had like an embarrassing, like you were afraid to poop at like a boy's house? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, every
single time.
Or every single poop until you get married.
Let me just tell you guys, if she's showering for a very long time.
If you randomly hear the shower on and she comes out totally dry, you know what happened.
Just so you know, she pooped in there.
She definitely pooped.
Oh, I have a really embarrassing poop story.
No,
we'll tell later. Okay. Yeah, we'll tell our poop stories another day. Okay.
Yeah, not today.
Not today. We are on bad dates.
Yeah.
Tops. Okay. He wiped down my whole face with a napkin to see how much makeup I was wearing at dinner. I'm just going to have a round of applause for this dude that just had the balls.
On this guy.
You have massive balls.
How did you get to be the way that you are? That's funny.
And this is the thing. I understand maybe not wanting a lot of cake, but you don't tell her that.
Or, yeah.
And you know what? If she feels really pretty and all that makeup, then
and
fine.
If that's not your vibe, like, it's cool.
It's just like, there's a way to just be like, yeah, you know what? I feel like we didn't have enough in common.
Yeah, it's easy.
That's so easy to get out of that.
Literally wipe her down. That's like if a girl came with, like, a literal, like, ruler and, like, measured the height of the guy. It's like,
you
can see that he's too short for you and you're not interested.
Yeah, I mean, oh my gosh.
Actually, yes, Brown of
the Who's this guy? Dude? We all need to talk to this dude.
You know what?
We need to come to Jesus meeting with
this
guy. We hate
that guy and we love Dairy Queen Boy.
Yeah, we love Dairy Queen Boy.
We do love him.
Oh my gosh, and the magician.
We love the magician and him. Okay, so this is my last story. Do you still have some on there?
Mm. I'll see. I have another one. Yeah, I have two couple.
Okay, was a blind date organized by my friend? Number one, yes. Yes to a blind date, always yes.
Yeah, you know what? Those are the best experiences.
Also, really quick, this past Sunday at church, me and my husband were serving, so we'd do, like, the cameras and stuff, and there was this guy, like, sitting to the next, like, row, and he was taking notes in his Bible, and he looked, like, probably in his 30s, whatever. Literally, after church, he's, like, walking away, and I was like, sir, and he comes back to me, and I said, I have a question for you. He's like, okay. I was like, this is going to be really weird. And he was like, okay. And I was like, are you single? As I'm standing there with my husband, I'm like.
Did this happen this past
Sunday? No, literally this past Sunday.
Yes. Oh, okay.
I've done this a few times.
Okay. I was like, Sarah, you've done this before.
I've done this before.
Okay.
And he was like, yeah, I am. And I was like, I asked how old he was. He said he was 33. And I was like, I have a sister-in-law. Got his number. Got his digits.
Dude, I'm not joking. Same for your sister-in-law. There was a guy at Walmart that, like, fit her, like, type. How close I came to going
and
getting this random man's number, or giving him her number. So close.
Yeah.
We will
wingman
for you.
I literally don't care. Yeah.
No, I have no shame.
I'm like, what?
I'll embarrass myself.
Okay.
I don't care. Yeah. So, yeah.
Well, I got his number, and I haven't even got to see really Macy, so anyways, I might see him at church tonight. So, if you're single,
we will set you up.
Go set you up. Okay.
We will set you up.
Was a blind date organized by my friend. We agreed to meet in the university parking lot. I get out of the car, and he was about 6 inches shorter than me, and on crutches.
Okay.
I say I'll drive.
Talk about the conversation starter.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I say I'll drive. When we get in the car, he messes with the radio and stops on a popular boy band song and proceeds to sing full volume and tell me about his aspirations to be a backup dancer. Love. Oh, and that he didn't actually need the crutches, but that he needed to be seen using them because of workers' comp. I should have bailed them, but I didn't.
Oh!
We get to the restaurant, and he proceeds to talk on his phone the whole time. Found out later, it was his ex. Needless to say, I did not let my friend organize any more dates for me. Number one, your friend is a bad... Actually, this is the moment when you realize that your friend does not actually like you.
Yeah, your friend's not your friend.
Yeah, she's not your friend. She's a friend of me.
Also... Oh my gosh, I have so many questions about this. I mean, what are you doing?
Wait, another round of applause for the crutches.
Yeah, round of applause. Just crutches. MVP.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah, like, did the ex call? Like, are you just like sitting there on the phone and she's sitting there like awkwardly eating her food
and you're, like you're on the phone?
Yeah. What, how are we disguising this? Are we even doing that?
And also, like, how you are dedicated to the plot of the workers' comp thing that you are on a blind first date on crutches for no reason. Like, you don't need to be on the crutches.
And also, but okay, what looks worse? Whatever thing you did to get on the crutches, like, oh, I would just be like, oh, I sprained my ankle. No, you're just trying to get workers' comp. Like, that's that is like, you know what I'm saying? I'd rather just be like, oh, I twisted my ankle. Wouldn't rather do that.
You know what? An honest man.
We'll call him that.
Okay. Long story short, we are still picking a magician. Do you have any more?
Yes. Hold on.
Okay.
Magician or no, DQ.
Yeah. DQ boy is, he's
we love DQ.
Real
DQ boy, reach out to us.
Yeah. We love that guy.
We love you so much. Okay. Yes. Left me at a party. It was our first date because his dog needed to watch the sunset. I feel like you could relate to this. I was like, Sarian,
I can relate to that.
His dog needed to watch the sunset. Okay, but how real was that?
How cute is that?
No.
That's cute.
I feel like that's not real. Cute. I feel like that's not true.
That's cute.
Okay, so Sarian.
It's cute. I'm interested.
If you're this dude, Sarian's there with you. Okay, and then I had one more. Okay, during uni, I don't know what uni is, but this guy from nearby uni, again, don't know what uni is, asked me out on a date. We met via dating app. He said to go for McDonald's and go for a walk later. I will usually agree with the dinner location the guy chooses, unless there's something I really want to eat. If he's bringing you to McDonald's, red flag. Okay. At McDonald's, we sat at the second floor, and he told me to go buy my food. I asked if he would like me to buy for him, too, and he said no. It is peak hour, and the queue is so long. Also, you're at a McDonald's where you have a queue. Okay, so anyways.
Yeah, that's weird.
So long, but he didn't want me to buy the food for him, so I went downstairs and bought my food and came back up. When I sat down, he said he will go and get his food now. So out of common courtesy, I had to wait until my food turned cold when he came back with his food. And McDonald's fries aren't nice cold. Obviously, we all know that. He was very quiet throughout the meal, so I made conversation with him, but every conversation went back to his ex. He said that when he and his ex eat together, they are both quiet and he had learned to enjoy the silence. It proceeded to when he and his ex dates, the groomer is not great, guys, watches movies, walks, have coitus, all in silence, so he has learned to enjoy the silence. And she put ? So anyways, he's talking about his ex too much. Since he wanted to talk about his ex and how perfect she was or she is, I also decided to talk about my ex. Halfway through the conversation, he said that he thinks I have a mental problem and offers to bring me to a psychiatrist together. I was like, huh? I said, no, I don't think I have a mental problem. He insisted that I have a mental problem and wants to accompany me to see a psychiatrist to get some help. This conversation was out of the blue and I was really surprised. I told him nicely to stop it and he wouldn't stop. So I stood up and told him off and walked off. The whole McDonald's level 2 was in silence when I left. He chased me to the MRT station. I don't know what that is. And said, hey, my name, shall we go home together? I was like, no thanks, and left. Fast forward a few months, he will call me randomly using new numbers and we'll switch to video call and flash me.
Honestly, skip the entire
Fast forward to a few months, he will call me randomly using new numbers and we'll switch to video call and flash me.
That is the funniest thing ever.
Dude, talk about a mic drop.
That is
the ultimate mic drop.
That's the ultimate.
It is. Honestly, anyone that treats you in a weird way, flash them.
Flash them.
Call a random phone.
Call a random phone, random number, flash. It only works for guys.
It only works for guys. It's funny. It's way funnier
to you. That is so funny. The end.
You have a problem. We need to go to a psychiatrist together.
Dude.
You have a mental problem.
The amount of
the balls, which she saw multiple times in the flashing.
Dude. Oh, that's funny.
He's a serial flasher.
Yeah. That is hilarious.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah, I love the ending of that.
I know. Honestly, listen, girl, just skip all the way to the end.
Yeah, skip all the way to the end because you really lost me for a little while, but the end was worth it.
The end was great. Also, I'm really interested in this McDonald's. That's multiple floors, a queue. That's crazy.
Dude, I'm like, I'm sorry.
How many people be going to McDonald's?
Actually, you know what? That's my deathbed meal is McDonald's.
Ew.
No, it is. I'm on my deathbed. Okay, just so you're aware, just in case you're standing next to me. I want a freaking a quarter pounder with cheese and a large Dr. Pepper. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, large Dr. Pepper. I can get down with that.
And fries. Obviously the fries. Yes.
No, but not a large Dr. Pepper. You know it's a cult. It is a can of Dr. Pepper that has been in the fridge
for about 5 minutes. Yeah, but I feel like at that point I'm not really that picky. You know, I'm on my deathbed. I'm just trying to eat something really good and disgusting for me.
You don't want the best Dr. Pepper?
I mean, I would, but it's like if you're... Anyways, yeah. I guess if I can be picky. So anyways, those were not our funny stories, but they are somebody's funny stories.
But we would just be doing a disservice to you guys if we didn't share our own horror first date stories.
The amount of bad experiences that I've had dating.
On dates. But honestly, it really makes for a good podcast. So
seriously.
So just remember.
Lord was equipping us.
He was just readying us for all.
For this podcast.
The EPs. Yeah. Okay. So you want to go first? Or you want me to go first?
Is yours like just a straight up banger? Then I'll go first.
Mine's bad.
Okay, I'll go. I'll say mine.
Okay,
maybe mine's not as bad as yours. So again, I've been on many bad dates, but this was a bad first date. So I meet this guy at the gym, and he was, you know, he's attractive, whatever. So at the gym, he gets
also
my number.
Really quick. That is the place to meet a dude, guys. You know what I'm saying? Go to the gym.
Yeah, I go to the gym, but then also, are they douchebags, maybe?
Yeah, better than dating apps. Keep going.
So I meet this guy at the gym. He gets my number. Like, I feel like in person, I don't even remember talking to him that much. I just remember thinking he was cute. So, whatever. He gets my number, and he asked me on a date, like, that day. So he's like, hey, we'll say it was a Monday, and he asked me to go on a date that weekend.
Hey, you know what? We appreciate it.
I did appreciate it.
We appreciate the eagerness.
I did at the time, and now learning it was probably weird.
Okay.
So anyway, so he asked me on a date. Well, he has my number, so obviously he's like messaging me throughout the week. I realized throughout the week that I don't think I'll be interested. You know, I can't remember. I guess
the eagerness was too much.
Yeah, we just were not really
meshing. Did you guys go on that first date?
Yes, we did. But I
got
up to the date and I didn't really want to go.
You mean that whole day? Okay, so anticipation.
No. So we meet on like a Monday, say. He gets my number, asks me to go on a date on the next weekend.
Oh, I thought you meant that night.
No.
I was like, wow, dude, he's trying to turn this one over.
No, it was like 5 days or something.
Okay, this makes more sense.
So we're like messaging and we just were not vibing, whatever. So I'm like, whatever, I told this guy I would go, so I'll just go on a date with him. Well, I tell him, I think we're going to go at noon, and I told him I had to be home by 2.
Yeah, guys, always do that. That's really good advice.
Yeah,
always say you have to be somewhere at a certain time, even if you think you may be interested in him.
I think I told him like a job interview or something.
Like, make I made it something really you cannot get
yeah,
out
I
of.
Yeah, I made it really extreme.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's 2 o'clock, I was like, I have to be back by 2 o'clock, okay? So we go to this place downtown, and I did not enjoy it. It was just not fun. We did not vibe. Like, he was kind of weird. So we finish in like an hour, and I'm like pumped because I'm like, okay, this guy's gonna bring me home. Sweet. It's been an hour. He's gonna take me home. No. We get in his car. He starts driving, and I'm like, oh, where are we going? Because this is not the direction to my home. Oh, he takes off towards Chilhowie, towards mountains. We have 1 hour from the time of my interview that did not exist. 1 hour. So he takes off driving to the mountains, and he tells me that there's a hike spot that he really wants me to see. Okay? Yes. So I should have just, I mean, I
what do you
at,
say?
At the
know,
moment,
and
I'm just
we
like,
are just like,
I know, I'm too
so
nice.
Nice.
It's too nice.
We're
and
too
I'm
nice.
Like, okay. I think I was just probably like, okay, I just, like, I have to be back, right, too, whatever. So we start taking off. It's a 30-minute drive, okay, to get there. So we're driving, and literally the whole time he's like, he's clearly a conspiracy theorist, but not because I think
this is the thing.
We are conspiracy theorists,
but
he's like on the weird end of it.
Okay,
so he's like, I don't even know how to describe it. Weird.
He like thinks Michael Jackson's still alive, kind of thing.
Yeah. Well, okay. I'm not so sure.
We're not so good.
Yeah,
either.
I'm not. So weirder stuff. Okay,
weirder than us. Okay.
So just freaking out there, and I'm like, dude, get me home. Get me home. So we get there, okay? Also, keep in mind, I'm dressed up nice. I'm in, I think, like, booties. I'm not in hiking gear. Like, I'm on a first day out. Like, that's my outfit. So we get out of the car, because I have to go back. It's 30 minutes until my interview.
Yeah.
So we literally get out of the car in the parking lot, and we stand in the grass for about 3 minutes. And then I was like, okay, well, I have to go back. So we get in the car and he drives and takes me home. So, okay, story ends there, right?
I wish the story ended there.
You probably remember this.
No, but, I don't remember.
Well, you'll remember this part. So the next day, I told him where I went to church, okay? Because we were on a date on Saturday. And I told him where I went to church, which was the next day, right? And this boy, I didn't tell him what service I went to.
We only had two services,
but he came to the first service, and I was not there because you saw him there, and I remember you telling me that you saw him there. And he, I wasn't there, so what does he do? Yep, stays to the next service. Yep, he did. He did. Stayed till the next service.
Listen, he just wanted to know if you were actually a JC freak, a Jesus freak.
He was a real JC freak. He needed to hear the sermon twice. Anyways, we did not talk there. I mean, we did not.
Did you not even after?
I don't even think I think maybe I saw him, but like I didn't say anything to him or something. But yeah, showed up to both services. LOL.
We didn't even go to a big church.
Oh, I know. He probably saw me looking at him like this.
100%.
I like had a bag over my head. I'm like, anyways. So
I need just so uncomfortable. I need a name after this podcast. I don't remember this person. Okay.
Sir, do not drive me to Chill Howie. I have an interview.
I missed my interview. I didn't even get a job.
You didn't get a job because of you.
Okay, so my story is like, oh my gosh, dude. Okay, so.
Do I know this story?
I'm sure you do, but you probably forgotten it. So this guy messaged me. I have not forgotten. I'll never forget. This guy messaged me like on social media or whatever. And I didn't know him. He didn't know me. So it was kind of like a blind date, except for like we had seen each other's profile pictures, right? So he asked me on a date. And so I was like, you know, I was in the stage of my life where I was like, you know, I'm not necessarily looking, but like I'm open. So we're like, sure, I'll go on a date. He's kind of cute. Like, whatever. I'll be open. So, maybe there was like a week until I don't really remember. Whatever. So we go to the date and he picks the date location and it's at Los Mas.
Yeah, it's pretty
like,
bad.
Dude, don't bring a first date to Los Mas, okay? Yeah.
Unless she just, like, loves Mexican.
Yeah, unless I was like, I'm so passionate about, like, Los Mas. Like, yeah. I don't even like Mexican food. You know what I'm saying?
That's a bad pick for you.
So, we are sitting there, you know, hi, I'm blah, blah, blah. And introductions. And, like, one of the first things he says that comes out of his mouth is, yeah, I saw, okay, because I had posted a story, like, a couple days prior to that or something about going to church. And it was just like, I don't know if I was like, I'm serving at church. I don't remember. Something church related. And so like one of the very first things he said to me was basically, hi, my name is blah, blah, blah. And it was like, yeah, I saw your story the other day about going to church. And I thought to myself, should I cancel? And I was like, okay.
Yeah, you probably should have actually.
Yeah. You should have canceled, honestly, if you're going to have that kind of response. So says that out of his mouth to me. And I was like, oh, okay, so I'm assuming that, like, you know, you're not a very religious person or whatever, you know, like, you're not a Christian. Oh, I don't know what I said. He was like, yeah, no. So we kind of, like, talked about that. You know, he'd had some, like, kind of, you know, church situations that, you know, led him away, whatever. And so we, you know, kind of talked about other things. But, like, the date was not great. And I felt like it was very mutually not great. You know, there just wasn't like chemistry. There wasn't any flirtiness or anything. And, so, I mean, despite him being so off put about me going to church, like I wasn't interested in him anyways, but also that is a very important thing to me. Right. So anyways, the date is like, it's like 45 minutes and then like the date is done. And I'm like, okay, we're for sure. Like, if you're really interested in somebody, it's going to be longer than 45 minutes. So we got to the parking lot. I think maybe we give like a, you know, an obligatory hug, side hug probably. And then we like split ways. And I'm thinking we are both on the same page. We are both not interested in each other. And throughout that day, like I did not receive a text message from him after the date. And so I was like, thumbs up. Like we are both not interested, right? Until that night. And I did receive a text message for him. And it was like, when do I get to see you again?
Never.
You will never see me again. And so very nicely, a very well-crafted text message. Because my worst fear is like making somebody feel bad. Like I do not, you know. So I'm not going to be the blunt, tell it how it is. I'm going to like circle around everything to make sure that you feel good about yourself. So I just said something like, you know, so nice to meet you. You know, I enjoyed our conversation, blah, blah, blah. I just think that I said something like, I think we have some differences that, you know, would make a relationship challenging, but like, it was so nice to meet you. Like, I was very, it was such a nice text message, right?
Yeah.
And then this man goes off on me, like, off, saying, like, he immediately was like, you judgmental Christian, blah, blah, blah. Like, I didn't even say that was the difference, you know, but he went in on me and was just like, you're such a judgmental Christian, blah, 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 blah. And I was just like, whoa, I'm so sorry. Like, I'm not being judgmental. I'm just, you know, my faith is really important to me. And I think we're all allowed to have what we want in a relationship. Like, you're, if you were only into blondes, you have the right to only be into blondes. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I was like, I have a right to want certain things in relationships as well. And that's okay. It's not saying anything bad about you. It's just a compatibility thing, right? And he just kept going on and on about how I'm just this terrible, you know, judgmental Christian, blah, blah, blah. And then at one point he was like, good luck with your fantasy, referring to Christianity. And I was like, I said, you're just being mean. And he said, you're right. The truth is, I remember like verbatim, and this was like 7 years ago. He said, you're right. The truth is I feel rejected, and I hope one day you feel the same. And I said, you hope I feel rejected? ? And he said, that's what I said. Okay.
Okay.
So that is where I think I'm never going to hear from him again, right?
Yeah.
You would think.
We would hope.
Right? Wouldn't you think that? I would never hear back from him after that. So, like, I'm not even joking, guys. A couple days later, like,
I miss you. Stop. Yep. Okay.
I posted a story of going to church.
Oh, my gosh.
He says, messaged me back to that story and said, I'll go to church for you.
Wow. Megan. Megan, that's true love right there.
Or like, I'll love Jesus for you. Something like that.
Yep.
And then I like commented back something like, I don't know. I can't remember. No, I can't remember. Something like, you know, that's something you need to do for yourself or something like that, you know. And then he was like, I can't believe you're over this so fast.
You know what? You know what it is?
He said, how are you over this so quickly? I'm like, oh, the 45-minute date at Los Moss? And then you...
Were you bashing
me? Then you being literally so mean to me and then saying good luck with your fantasy and I hope you get rejected one day? Are you talking about that thing that you're surprised I'm over so quickly? Sarianne.
This poor guy.
And he would, like, randomly message me, like, through, like, you know, a few weeks, like,
if
every once in a while.
If there is one thing that a man has, and
it is big old balls.
No, the audacity and big air balls.
Big air balls and big audacity. Could you believe that? Round of applause.
Dude, amazing.
Yeah, that will date. That date. You know what? I'm going to look him up later. I'm going to see what he's up to.
He's Christian now.
I hope he's found his way.
Yes. Not because of a female.
It was not me. I did not do that for him. So, yeah.
Y'all, please send us your funny stories.
Oh, my gosh. We...
We are so tired of embarrassing ourselves.
And you know what's really sad is we have a lot of more stories. The amount of stories.
This podcast has actually been, like, kind of a revelation for me where I'm like, what has my life been going on in your life?
I feel like the common thread is us. We're the problem.
Okay, well, thank you guys so much for listening. Hopefully
I was entertaining and fun and made you feel less bad about your really bad first date experience that we really, really hope that you will share with us one day.
That we will share, and
we will tell everybody. So thank you guys joining us this week, and I hope that you guys come back next week for another fun episode of WT Podcast where we spill all the tea. Bye, guys.
See you guys.